I'm Ellie Gellard, otherwise known as Bevanite Ellie on Twitter.
We've just finished the second leaders' debate here in Bristol. How did you find it?
I thought it was, again, an interesting debate. I thought Nick Clegg probably performed best. He's got the easiest, you know, platform to do so. He can criticise other two parties. And in foreign affairs as well, it's quite advantageous, I suppose, to be a Liberal Democrat. But I think his lead definitely, and we're seeing from opinion polls just conducted after the debate, that his lead has lessened since last week. I think Gordon was strong on substance yet again, and the strongest on substance, actually. I think what we saw, particularly at the beginning of the debate, and I think it probably lasted the whole way through, was a complete collapse of David Cameron's faith in his ability to answer the question, because he just didn't do it. He didn't know the policies that he was championing, and he didn't know the approach to, you know, the right approach to go about the answering the question. And I think what we saw in his face was really a look of terror, and I think a lot of people were saying that on Twitter. I was following it on Twitter and on the Labour website as well. And I think we saw Gordon Brown completely in control of the questions he was answering, because he knew exactly what he was saying, and he knew exactly what we're going to do about the difficult issues that were raised. I think Nick Clegg, you know, went about particular questions well in terms of style, but I yet again think he's lacking on the fundamental policies and fundamental substance that we need in a leader. And I think probably more people saw that void this week than did last week. I think, you know, the novelty is wearing off a little bit. But I think without a doubt David Cameron was the loser yet again of this debate. And I think if this carries on into next week's, which is the economy, which is fundamentally the most important issue that faces the electorate at the next election, I think, you know, the Tories could be in real trouble. And I think we're heading for them, you know, having a bit of a shock at this election, because I think they went into it thinking that they were going to ride home to victory.
Ellie, thank you very much.